Lynn Parsons, Pod Show 15, the 18th of November 2005.
You're doing so well. Won't be long now. We're almost there. Just one last push, Mrs. Parsons.
Ah, it's a girl. Podcast.
Evening then, how are you? Flipping freezing it is down the chalet at the bottom of the garden here in Surrey. And I mean cold. There are lots of ways I can tell that I won't share with you, but if you were here, you'd know what I mean. We have had terrible trouble all, you know, in the last 24 hours. But just, honestly, Cecil the parrot's just gone berserk. It's something to do with the temperature. -5 and counting down. It is sort of 10:30 at night, a little later than usual. How's your week been? And, actually, do you know, it was only 24 hours ago that I also brought the money plants in, so it's looking a bit like Kew Gardens. Before we know it, it'll be the day of the Triffids. Lots of emails this week. For those, I thank you, and keep them coming in. Give you details of how you can contact us in a short time, and heaven knows what else tonight. But we have got some great new music. I know we've played these guys before, and we're going to play them again, and possibly again and again and again. We're talking Brother Love. This is There She Goes.
Sunshine is so good to you. Whatever happens, don't leave it so soon. It's alright when it's okay. Yeah, you never listen to what anybody else says. Such a stubborn one, I think I'm in love with you. Come on, you're such a sweet little honey. Your smile's the loveliest in the lovely air. Ditch that guy, we'll go outside. I know what we can do. Tell the glorious, glorious tales.
You're such a cutie pie, and I really love your band. But I have a boyfriend.
No! I don't want to be a little married boy. I only want to be your brother-loving toy. Kiss that guy. We'll go outside. I know where we can do it. Yeah, I know. I've been told I can't win. So there it is. Try and try. I want to be the guy that goes home with you.
table for one. Such a sucker.
Sounds like his big end's gone, actually. Brother Love, there she goes. We like that a lot. I particularly like the line, the biggest sucker this side of Suckerville. I reckon there is somewhere in the world called Suckerville. If you know where it is, maybe you live there, please contact us. We'd love to hear from you. Email us at Lynn, L-Y-N-N, at lynnparsons.net, which is what several people have done this week. And as I say, I thank you for your emails. Several people really having a go at me for giving Naughty Gnome such a hard time, not finding him a place in the panto. And you know, it's all a bit of fun. I know that you really did think I'd given him a hard time. Rami Johnson in Birmingham, David Sabell in York, and Davina Stram in Devon particularly said that I needed to put that right this week. So we will, when I speak to Naughty Gnome a little bit later on, providing he does check in, of course, I'll have some good news for him. Hopefully you'll think it's good news as well. I don't know what your week's been like, but certainly the builders that said they were going to be 6 weeks at the beginning of May had some good news for me today, actually. They're still here and it's 7 months in, and we thought they might be with us for Christmas. We think the week before Christmas they will disappear, which means that we may have a special podcast come the new year, sort of, you know, just before the end of the year, where we're all in there supping lemonade with maybe a little bit of Rabina on tap. Who knows? We might even invite you, but stay tuned for that. I was up in town this week, in London at the Shepherd's Bush Empire, saw a guy called Ray LaMontagne. He comes from New Hampshire. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but he just is. He's kind of unique in his style, but there's a little bit of Dylan in there because he plays the harmonica. There's certainly some Van Morrison and some Paul Simon at times. But as I say, fairly unique. Some great guys playing on stage with him. And a man, I didn't quite catch his name, but playing the double bass. He was the business. The only thing that was a bit odd about that was that he did appear to be wearing a pair of knickers on his head. That's not Ray LaMontagne, but he's double bass player. I'm not quite sure what that was all about. But if you get a chance to see him live, I highly recommend it.
You have one message.
Hi, Lynn, it's me. Actually, I think I'm going to change my name to Florence. Florence Nightingale. My sister's had an operation. She's feeling a bit poorly, and I've got to go and look after her. So, I think a bit of a name change is in order, don't you? Anyway, speak to you soon. Bye.
And he's intercepted. He's got acres of space. Pass next door's cat. He's left him standing. Oh, and he's over the garden fence. Superb footwork there. This could be a real opportunity. He's one-on-one with a chalet door. And they've left it wide open. It must be. It's got to be. It is. It's Sports Boy.
Hello, this is Sports Boy. And this is my sports report. Football. We finally know the full lineup for the World Cup 2006 in Germany. The final qualification games took place this week. Czech Republic beat Norway 2-0 on aggregate. Spain beat Slovakia 6-2. Switzerland beat Turkey on an away goal after drawing 4-4. Trinidad and Tobago beat Bahrain 2-1. And last but not least, Australia beat Uruguay on penalties after drawing 1-1. Cricket. England lost their first test in Pakistan by 22 runs. Some sloppy play by the England's batsmen in their second innings allowed Pakistan to go one up in the series of three. Rugby. England looked to beat New Zealand this weekend and start as considerable underdogs. Ireland hoped to improve on last week by beating Australia, who are looking to end a seven-game losing streak. Wales face a strong South Africa and Scotland play tomorrow on Sunday. That's it from Sports Boy. Goodbye and speak to you next week.
Thank you very much, Sports Boy. It's over the fence for you then.
Hey, this is Matthew Ebel and you're listening to some pod safe music on the Lynn Parsons podcast. Oh, and don't forget to check out my new album, Beer and Coffee, at www.matthewebel.com.
How can you love me when you don't know who I am? Just got a lot more feeling from a bloodstained, dirty hand. And all I know is I was blind and the view looked like happy just to bleed. She knows that I've been trying hard to take my leave. She likes guns and she makes love like a lightning's body, like poison in a sundress. Baby, I'm wasting my time. Wasting my time again and again. I get so used to these crimes, but it wears kind of thin. I won't keep wasting my
Matthew Ebel, Wasting My Time, from the brand new album, as you heard him mention. And we've had actually a lot of people email this week that we played on the show saying how much they enjoyed listening. I'm glad you did. We enjoy playing and choosing the music from the Podsafe Music Network. Having said that, we also get a lot of stuff sent to us. So if you're feeling that way inclined, please contact us and let us know what you got and what you are and a little bit about you. It's Lynn at lynnparsons.net, and the Lynn is LYNN.
Hello,
Delphine.
I was just hiding in the background.
I understand. I usually you come through the door.
I know. I've just been quiet and listening to the show.
Are you?
Yes.
I'm just a little bit worried about you. You still look a bit peaky since that accident around the fire, you know. How are the hands? You've still got bandages on.
Oh, well, I have. It is quite difficult, you know, because I can't do any work, you know, which is kind of sad and kind of not so sad.
Oh,
in another
dear.
Way,
poor, you know? I guess Henri's doing it all, is he?
Well, there is that, yes. And, you know, this week was actually my supposed to be my driving test. You know,
oh,
we
no.
do the driving here.
Did you have to cancel it?
Oh, I could not do it.
Oh, no.
I could not do it. My hands, they would not go under a pair of knitting needles, let alone a steering wheel.
For heaven's sake. What are we going to do? Are you going to be okay for Christmas?
Oh, well, I think so. But I have had to take a lot of, what do you call them? Painkillers.
Oh dear.
Oh yes.
They have bad side effects, don't they?
Oh, Lynn, tell me about it. Oh, they have. Cecile, stop it. They have very bad side effects.
They do.
I won't go into them.
We won't at the moment.
No.
Can you tell us why he's been doing his night? Is it the change in temperature, or is it the fact that we've got so many money plants in here, Delphine?
Well, he is very sensitive to the temperature, you
is
know,
he?
Because he is a cockatoo.
Yes, absolutely.
He likes the hot. So he should actually, it is quite warm in here.
It's a bit like a sauna, quite
it
frankly.
It is, which is good job I am naked.
Oh, yeah, I know. Do you ever wear any clothes?
Only when Sports Boy is around.
Of course. And now, how is Edith getting on at home? Because, you know, I don't know how long I can keep these feather dusters and this bird on tap. Doesn't like me calling him a bird, does he?
No, he is very sensitive.
Sorry, Cecil.
Well, probably till about Christmas.
You think she'll be here till Christmas
I
or
think
for
she
Christmas?
Will, yeah. Oh, she'll probably be here for Christmas as well.
There's no danger she's going to pop in and find all this here, is there?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think, Henri's... Oh.
Is that Henri?
Oui.
Oh, dear. It's my mare.
Oh, my goodness. You do look alike. Come in, Edith. You do look alike.
Oh, hello, my little lily.
What are you doing here?
I thought I'd come and see... I thought I'd come and see this.
Oh, she has an allergy to the feathers.
No, she has a feather. No.
What are all these feather dusters doing? No. What are they doing?
You have one message.
Hi, Lynn, it's Florence. Oh, no, guess what? I overslept again. The patient was up before the nurse. But anyway, I think I've gained a few brownie points. I've done the hoovering, the washing, the ironing. Oh, I cooked a lovely dinner. It was my special chicken crisp dish. I'll have to give you the recipe. Everything goes in one pot, and the whole family loves it when I make it. Anyway, speak to you soon. Bye.
Well, I'm going to have to call Pinky back. She, do you know, she changes her name on a regular basis now. Delphine and Edith have... Come in.
Oh,
Major. Are you down here because of the kerfuffle?
Oh, Linda, girl.
Bit of a kerfuffle.
What?
How cold are you?
Oh, I'm...
Your nose.
Brass monkeys, I tell you.
Your nose is very red.
Yes. Look, listen, I heard some sneezing.
What do you mean you heard? Oh, yes, you did. Sorry, that was Edith, who is Delphine's mother, who's allergic to feathers, and that's why we've got the old bird in the house. Cecil in the house.
Oh, and, don't worry.
Oh, no. What's that you've got there?
No, it's just got some Vicks.
No, what?
No, I just rub it in.
Oh, get away.
Don't worry.
No, Major. from Kansas City. We love Robin Stein, and that's spelled S-T-I-N-E. That was Sweet Blossom, and you'll find it on her debut album, Daydream. I feel, Tintin, we should have a bit more jazz. I feel that kind of, you know, it's that sort of mood coming on as we hit sort of the Christmas time. And you're listening and it's not snowing and it's not cold where you are, we'd love to know where the temperature is and what you're up to. lynn@lynnparsons.net. Compliments, complaints, we can take the lot. I did mention earlier on, actually, that we were hoping to speak to Naughty Gnome to make up for last week because we'd had so many emails and things. And, the phone's going now. Is that Naughty Gnome?
Hello there, Lynn. How are you doing, my little girl?
Well, according to the emails I've had this week, I'm amazed that you're still talking to me. You knew I was having a bit of a joke with you, didn't you?
Joke? I didn't know you could tell jokes.
But, I can't tell jokes, but...
Oh, well, that's all right then.
Do you remember last week you wanted a part in the panto?
Yes, cut me off in mid-flow.
I did cut you off in mid-flow, but it's...
I didn't mind because I was off to a party.
Ah. Was it a good party?
I had a whale of a time. I was a boogieing and a dancing and a dancing and a boogieing and a boogieing and a dancing.
What was the party for?
What was the party for?
Any excuse?
I'm telling you, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Dragons. Fire. Yes.
Children in Need are doing an auction at the moment, and over here, the BBC in London have this fantastic fundraising night for Children
Presented
in Need.
Presented by a very, very canny Irishman, I may say so.
That's right, Terry Wogan. And at the
moment,
they have an auction website, and you can get all sorts of things. And at the moment, they're auctioning a first edition a copy of The Goblet of Fire, signed by J.K. Rowling, and at the moment it's up to £5,000. So if you want to offer more, you need to check out the BBC's website. I'm not exactly sure.
Well, unfortunately, I've not reached my fame and fortune, so I can't bid for it.
Ah, now that's where we come back to things. Now, I haven't rethunk the port. Rethought the panto.
I know I was boogieing to the funky music. Hey, where we go now? Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Don't build
your
part.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
No. I haven't rethought the panto, but we've got a very big part for you. If we pay the fare, will you go to Santa's Grotto for reindeer racing, do the reindeer racing commentary around Christmas time for us?
Reindeer racing commentary?
Mm.
Oh, well, I know the names.
You know their names?
Yes.
I bet you can't give me their names now.
I'm not falling for that one, you sneaky little madam. What are you trying to get me to do? Sound silly or something?
No, listen, Naughty Gnome.
There's Rudolph Pants a dancer.
Will you say...
Have fun?
No, don't go into that. Would you mind doing it for us?
Yeah. What?
Would you do the reindeer racing commentary for us from Santa's
Grotto? Where are you sending me to do it?
I'm sending you... To Santa's Grotto.
The Arctic Circle, I bet.
Yeah.
It's not as cold as it is today.
Yes. We'll provide you with thermals and things.
Oh, that'd be great.
Marvellous.
That means I'll be that bit closer to America.
Yes.
Because it's just over the Arctic Circle.
That's right. You can fly over the Arctic Circle when it's all over. Nice to talk to you, Naughty Gnome. Bye then.
Cheerio, my lovely.
Cheerio. Up your bum to you too. Goodness for that. He sounds like he's a happy man now, doesn't he?
You have one message.
Hi, Lily, it's Flossie. Guess what? It's my sister's birthday. And it's her husband's birthday. Same day, same year. Spooky, isn't it? Anyway, I bought my sister a chocolate fondue fountain. And I just can't wait to get my nose into that fountain of chocolate. And I bought her husband a bat box because they've got bats in their trees. And he wanted to check out what sort of bats there were. So I bought him a bat box. And it's got a double chamber and a little door so you can have a look in. I don't like bats, but I'm quite excited about it. Anyway, speak to you soon. Gotta go. Gotta get some chocolate. Gotta get my face in the fountain. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Yeah, Pinky is quite balmy, but I do have a chocolate fondue, and I remember the chocolate fountain episode of The Vicar of Dibley. We have a very famous English comedian, British comedian, even called Dawn French. And she plays a vicar from a place sort of out in the country. And, well, I won't go into it. I'm sure that you do get Vicar of Dibley over there, and look for the chocolate fountain one. Thank you so much for your company this week. And we will be back next week. Lord knows what the temperature will be like and whether the Triffids, the money plants, would have grown so big and we'll have won the lottery and maybe we won't be here. No, we will be here. Tintin will be here with the music. There'll be lots going on. There'll be news on the final days of the builders packing up and going. And can I share with you that some of the music we played tonight came from the Podsafe Music Network. You can check it out at music.podshow.com. If you enjoyed the show, please tell your friends. And if you didn't, shh, keep it to yourself.
Ah! Are you saying English?
All non-music content, copyright Lynn Parsons 2005.